Well, hi there, everybody. I'm Sean Wood, and welcome to a special edition of This Week in Modify Country as we count down the Super Dirt Week 40. On today's broadcast, we'll hear from Joe Scott Nicky and five-time Super Dirt Week champion Brett Hearn, as well as catching up with Roger Slack and Brian Carter. That's all coming up next on This Week in Modified Country, the Super Dirt Week edition, brought to you by Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions, and by the New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Great tickets available for the Sylvania 300 at nhms.com. And by Rod End Supply. They don't just sell them, they race them.
The playoffs in the sport of stock car racing are appropriately called the chase for the NASCAR Sprint Cup. The NASCAR superstars are a special breed, driven by fast cars, raw adrenaline, and winning at all costs. Jeff Gordon, Carl Edwards, Jimmy Johnson, Dale Earnhardt Jr., the Busch brothers, Kevin Harvick, Ryan Newman, Tony Stewart, they're all here to take what's rightfully theirs. These speed demons descend upon the New Hampshire Motor Speedway September 25th for the Sylvania 300. It's 300 miles of the action, drama, and excitement of championship playoff racing. America's finest fans will come to camp, to party, and even enjoy a cold beverage in the legendary Light Lobster Lounge. Buckle up, New England, as your NASCAR gladiators battle for pride, glory, and the coveted Sprint Cup. Buy your tickets now. Call 1-603-783-4931 or nhms.com.
Hi, this is Pat Ward. You're listening to This Week in Modified Country.
Welcome back to This Week in Modified Country, our special Super Dirt Week 40 edition. Super Dirt Car Series Director Joe Scott Nicky addressed the race procedures for the upcoming event, and also one that will have the drivers very happy.
We're really going to keep things pretty much the same as we did last year. Roger Slack and I have talked, and Brett will be happy to hear this already, that we're not even going to venture out with trying to even look at the double file restart stuff. So the race procedures as you saw them last year will pretty much remain the same. We'll adjust when the mandatory pit stop will be. But we'll let the competitors get that. The competitors' guide, which will go out probably this Friday, we'll let them have it first before we turn it over to the media.
Scott Nicky also sees the 2012 Super Dirt Car Series schedule about the same as it was in 2011.
I think it'll be similar with an additional here or there. We kind of have to monitor what we do because of conflicts and everything else that we have to deal with. But there are also some new promoters coming in and maybe some other changes that will happen that'll give us the opportunity to add a couple of dates to the schedule, you know, here or there, and maybe bring back some events that existed before possibly, and just kind of give it a little different look than what it has this year.
Outside of the addition of the Musco lights for Friday night's qualifying at Super Dirt Week 40, Roger Slack is also excited about things that began last year for the fans that are continuing in 2011.
It's even expanded even more with our online ticketing that you can go to at superdirtweekonline.com. You can get your golf cart pass in advance and get your camping space in advance, get your parking in advance, your tickets in advance. Everything that you want, you can go ahead and get online, get in advance, get it mailed to you, get your camper credential, your vehicle credential, all those things mailed to you if you do it by the deadlines. And, you know, with these big monster events, that's an important thing because we're doing everything we can to, you know, break down some of the barriers that exist for people to be able to come and enjoy the event.
World Racing Group CEO Brian Carter talks about some of the reasons why racing at nighttime is returning to the Moody Mile.
Roger's our track guru. I wanted to see them at night. Our fans have wanted to see something different and exciting. So as we continue to try to move forward in entertaining our race fans, we're looking for different ways to do that. And we really wanted to do something spectacular and different for the 40th. And I've never had the pleasure of seeing those guys race at night, and know I have an idea of what these guys will be able to do with the track conditions that Roger and his team are going to be able to put on for these guys. And it was really about, a racetrack like these guys race on week in and week out. I want to see a racetrack that these guys can race side by side on for 20 laps real hard and go racing. So, it hasn't been done. So there's a little bit of a wild card there. I don't know exactly what we're in for. I think it's going to be spectacular. And will it change the dynamics of who and how things line up on Sunday? Absolutely. And that's what racing's about. So I'm excited for it. Did we get a lot of fans asking for it? We had, there were quite a few that wanted some things that were different. Specifically asking to race on Friday night, didn't get a lot of those that I'm aware of. Roger, did we get a lot of those asking for Friday night?
We've had a lot of people asking for night racing. So
I think we're going to see a lot of desires satisfied there on Friday night, both from racers getting a race, from the fans getting to see something exciting, and everybody getting to experience something that hasn't been experienced on the mile in a long time.
We'll hear from Brett Hearn next. You're listening to a special edition of This Week in Modified Country, the Super Dirt Week 40 edition on the DirtTrackChannel.com.
For 20 years, Rod End Supply has been producing one of the highest quality makes of rod ends on the market. Continuing their prompt and courteous service since 1989, Bob Douglas and his fine staff have not only catered to the circle and drag racing communities, but you'll find their rod ends in NASCAR, the Baja 1000, even your lawnmower or your combine. To learn more, visit rodendsupply.com or call them toll free at 800-284-2902. That's 800-284-2902. Rod End Supply. They don't just sell them, they race them.
Hi, this is Stuart Friesen. You're listening to This Week in Modified Country.
Welcome back to a special edition of This Week in Modified Country, our Super Dirt Week 40 special edition. Five-time Super Dirt Week champion Brett Hearn talks about what makes it more difficult to win today compared to, say, 15 years ago on the Moody Mile.
I think at one time, maybe even slightly before my time, or maybe in the very early stages of me participating at Syracuse, there were a lot less rules, let's face it. You went to Syracuse to see a lot of innovative ideas that were sometimes able to put the rest of the field at a huge disadvantage. And the biggest thing in my mind now is that, the tightness of the rules and has slowed the evolution of the car down to the most finite details. And, the cars don't look all that much different every year. They kind of look the same. We're not really allowed to really step out of the box too much. And so, this has given the rest, given the entire field the chance to kind of catch up and go to Syracuse with the same thing that the best guy has, or the same thing that the biggest team has. And so that's made the race itself much more tightly competitive. And it enables just about anybody to step out and have it be their day. And that's the way I see it.
Hearn talks about his plans for the 2011 assault on the Moody Mile. And the plans include something he has not done in a very long time, if ever before, with his brother Bobby.
We have made an arrangement with T.O. Fabrication, my brother, and he's done house cars in recent years for several different drivers, most recently Ronnie Johnson. And this year's version of my Syracuse car will come directly from the house, so to speak. So it'll be a house car. They're actually working on it as we speak, and it'll be a unique design, basically designed for the mile and for this particular race, and that's our approach. And it's twofold for me, because one is that the Super Dirt Week for us is a tremendous amount of preparation, building, fabricating, assembling, planning, all those things combined, and it does really... It really wears and tears on you. By the time you get to Super Dirt Week, a lot of times on the drive up there, I'm just totally exhausted from all the preparation that we do to get ready for that week, as well as other race teams that, they know what I'm talking about, because everybody does the same thing. But you know, I feel like this arrangement that has been made between Madsen Motorsports and TL Fabrication will allow me to race better through the month leading up to Super Dirt Week, as well as hopefully be a little bit fresher for the week itself when the time comes. And obviously, you know, Bobby, from his standpoint, you know, he likes to be creative, and, you know, he likes the challenge of building a car for this particular race. And so this works out well for him, and it showcases his talents as well as far as, you know, as far as the builder goes. And, you know, I've always felt like together we've been really able to do unique things over the years that, you know, have stuck in the evolution of these race cars that we run. And you know, hopefully this year will be no different. But I really do think that, you know, I think that from my standpoint, it's just going to take a lot of pressure off me to worry about getting, you know, that car the way that I want it. In the meantime, we're trying to run, you know, several big races throughout the month of September and leading up to Super Dirt Week that usually get the back burner, so to speak. So I think it'll be a better arrangement for me, and it'll be exciting to see what Bobby's able to come up with. You know, I've got you know, we banter back and forth about a lot of things, what we think we need, what we don't need. And, you know, my brother's strong point has always been he's been able to take, you know, an idea that I might have from the field, so to speak. Like, you know, I'm out there racing week in, week out. I kind of have an idea of what I need. I'm able to communicate that to him, and then he can take that and hopefully build a better mousetrap.
We'll take a break and be back with more of our special edition of This Week in Modified Country for Super Dirt Week 40 right after this. The world leader in suspension technology, Penske Racing Shocks has been providing custom-built, high-performance shock absorbers to all forms of racing for over 20 years. Offering only the highest quality suspension products, shocks are available in non, single, double, triple, and four-way adjustable configurations. All Penske Racing Shocks are hand-built, tailored to meet a driver's feel or car setup, and dyno-tested, ensuring the highest attention is paid to detail, consistency, and performance. For your short track needs, contact Dave Reedy at Penske Shocks at 610-375-6180. That's 610-375-6180. Penske Racing Shocks are available direct from the manufacturer or through many dealers worldwide. Visit them on the web at www.penskeshocks.com. Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions.
Hi, this is Billy Moyer. You're listening to This Week in Modified Country.
Welcome back to our special edition of This Week in Modified Country for Super Dirt Week 40. We count down to the 40th running of Super Dirt Week at the New York State Fairgrounds in Syracuse, New York, October 5th through the 9th. And to learn more, log on to SuperDirtWeekOnline.com. Today's broadcast has been brought to you in part by Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions. By Rod End Supply. They don't just sell them, they race them. And by the New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Great tickets available for the Sylvania 300 by logging on to nhms.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm Sean Wood.